The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Benjamin Rush was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was also the father of America's original public schools, the schools that were controlled by parents and not the state. Benjamin Rush made this statement about the education of children, quote, "Let the children be carefully instructed," he said, "in the principles and obligations of the Christian religion. This is the most essential part of education." Noah Webster, the father of America's original education method, the one that made us the greatest nation on earth, said these words, quote, "Education is useless without the Bible," end quote. How has America been changed from the nation of biblical thinking that it once was? It's because of the clash of two completely opposite worldviews, one biblical, one man-centered. We have lost with humanistic, that is, man-centered education, the ability to reason. When we left God-centered education, we lost the sowing and reaping principle. That happened because we lost the biblical moral standards set by the Ten Commandments. Now nobody is responsible for failure or bad behavior. Thus, we can neither track the growth in character of a student, nor can we point him in the definite path he needs to take morally. Without a standard of right and wrong that is definite and unchanging, children grow up believing they themselves are the final authority. This results in one person thinking their viewpoint is the only one that is right, that they are the most important person in any discussion. This leads to argument, fighting, and chaos. Have you looked into our culture lately? See anything that looks like chaos? Well, the root of it is the wrong type of education. Whether that's done in the home, or in the church, or in the school, or through the media. Man-centered education takes away our ability to reason, to think logically. It feeds the inherent sin root in man with pride and egotism. The end result is the breakup of law and order in a nation, and thus, the downfall of that nation. Noah Webster, in his original American Dictionary, defined the word reason as, quote, "to deduce inferences justly from premises." Paraphrased, we could say reason means to calculate in a just way what an idea will produce. When Webster used the word justly in his definition of the word reason, he identified that reasoning can be done only by using truth. Thus, it is impossible to reason without the standard of the Bible. This is what is missing from the education process today. We can't calculate justly what an idea will produce because we've rejected in man-centered education, that there is an absolute standard of truth. Thus, the last three generations in America have a very difficult time reasoning. The Bible warns us about this kind of education, what the world calls wisdom. Here's what God says about the wisdom of the world. Quote, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." We simply must restore to education biblical reasoning if we hope to preserve our God-given liberty. The form and spirit of government we will have is always based on the kind of education we give to children. Abraham Lincoln said it this way, "The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.